At 11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, even when wonderful substitute DJs like DJ Ryan D are here filling in for me right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour, we'll just call it the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. Period. Well, no, I guess it is weeks. Harumph, I say. Starting the new radio obituary year, well, I didn't start it. DJ Ryan D started it last week. But coming in early on the radio obituary year, already behind. Isn't that the way it's got to go? So, hi there. I've been gone for 2 weeks. I missed you very much. So, so very much. But here we are. You, the listener, and me, Belinda, together again. For all this silliness that is about to occur. We'll get into that very soon. First, I do want to thank DJ Ryan D for his masterful episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank last week. You know, it's a strange time of year as usual, not just because of everything that's going on out there, but even for me, things just like get a little crazy. So I'm going to be hauling out of here on the Saturday night before Thanksgiving and leaving you in the capable hands of the, oh my goodness, I have not yet confirmed him, but I'm sure he's probably okay with it. Not Belinda, Chuck, you. I've got a backup just in case. But no, I've been a real slacker and haven't sent the yes email. So Chuck, if you're listening, yes. So yeah, I'll be gone that week, the week before Thanksgiving. But you know, When I come back, it'll be time for the Radio Obituary Retrospective. It's an exciting time of year here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Your ever-embiggening staff is working hard for you, trying to get this poll together. We've got the masterful team of your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. He is getting his poll ready for you with the able assistance of our director of minutia, Bob Cohen. We are cranking through the over 400 radio obituaries that were done in the radio obituary year from the 1st of November through the end of October this year. It's a lot of obits. I think that's a new record. I could be wrong, but it's a lot, no matter whether it is or not. So we're gonna let you have your say in what's going to be featured in the Radio Obituary Retrospective. We'll let you know over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group when that poll, when Freddie's poll is ready for you. I can't guarantee that you'll be in sync, but hopefully the chemistry will be right. So get ready for that. That's always a big scene around here. Then, so that'll be the weekend after Thanksgiving, the Radio Obituary Retrospective. Then, let's see here, then what else? Then I come back, and we do not have the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib because we retired that last year. So no Christmas anything here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And then going into January, I believe it's the second Saturday in January, it will be the Bee's Knees. Some of my favorite stuff that was released in 2019. Then we'll have a different calendar to think about. But that's then. This is now. Oh, I'll be off the week after that. But that's a different story. We'll talk about that when the time gets closer. Yeah. So that's kind of the calendar. I think right now, though, I mean, I'm thinking about that stuff all the time and worrying about coming here and knowing I was going to be here tonight after 2 weeks out. Yet, still somehow I don't have a plan. Why do I always have to have a plan? Tell me that. But, you know, I come here, and I'm going to give you what I got. And hopefully it'll be okay for you, the listener, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
What you done to me, you're the only one that I wanna see. You got to give me what you got. You got to give me what you got. Got to give me what you got. Oh yes, oh yes. I left town, I went to stay. I thought about you, now I'm back today. You got to give me what you got. You got to give me what you got. Got to give me what you got. Oh yes, oh yes. Won't cry no more. Got to give me what you got. Got to give me what you got. Got to give me what you got. Oh yes, oh yes. I want your love, want it bad. It's the best old loving that I ever had. Got to give me what you got. You got to give me what you got. Got to give me what you got. Oh yes, oh yes. Your sex appeal, you gotta give me what you got. You gotta give me what you got. Gotta give me what you got. heart. Oh yes, oh yes. When you leave, I feel so blue. If you stay away, don't know what I do. You gotta give me what you got. You gotta give me what you got. Gotta give me what you got. Oh yes, oh yes. I love you, babe, always will. When you go away, I get a thrill. You gotta give me what you got. Gotta give me what you got. Gotta give me what you got. Oh yes, oh yes.
Your molecular structure is really something fine. A first-rate example of functional design. Those cosmic undulations are steady coming through. Your molecular structure, baby, me and you. Your cellular organization is really something choice. Electromagnetism about to make me lose my voice. Got all my circuits open, my system's reading gold. Your cellular organization, baby, stop the show. Structure is really something swell. A high frequency modulated Jezebel. Thermodynamically, you're getting to me. Your molecular structure, baby.
Now wake up, boys. Get out on the rock. It ain't daybreak, but it's 4 o'clock.
Oh, no, 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 Pops. You know that ain't the play.
What you talking about? It's the WBA.
Oh, the WBA.
Now, I said that.
The WBA. Sleep while you work, while you rest, while you play. Lean on your shovel to pass the time away. Tain't what you do, you can jive for your pay.
Where's that?
The WBA. The WBA. The WBA.
Now don't be a fool, working hard is passé. You'll stand from 5 to 6 hours a day. Sit down and joke while you smoke, it's okay. The WBA.
I'm so tired, don't know what to do. Can't get fired, so I'll take my rest until my work is through. The WBA. The WBA. Don't mind the boss if he's cross when you're gay. He'll get a pink slip next month anyway. Three little letters that make life okay. WBA. Body oily, Lord, Lord. I'm so tired, don't know what to do. Can't get fired,
so I take my rest till my work is through.
WPA.
Body,
oily, oily. WPA.
Body, oily, oily.
Don't mind the boss if he's cross when you're gay. He'll get a pink slip next month anyway. Three little letters that makes life okay.
WPA.
WPA.
Then you're getting the idea. Yes, you're getting the idea. And when you tell me I'm the one that you're always dreaming of, then you're getting the idea. And the one idea is love.
To come, I turned down drinking others, feeling smug on Saturday. Surprise call from my brother. Tom's like, yo, bitch, back in town, what the frig is up? I turned down linking in the pub, strictly water in my cup. I'm trying to make a change, you see, for body, mind, and soul. He goes quiet, loud, goes that I'll see down the rat hole. Oh, it's not really my thinking to be doing, Dave. I'm drinking mainlining lime juice to stop myself from sinking. Well then, how am I in this grot bag pub when it's only 2 o'clock? My fella went and dumped me, my brother's mates are cocks. I sit and sip an orange juice, you get me in the mood. I'm having a proper rubbish time, where are all the charming dudes? Oh, this is gonna be tough. I just know it is. Oh, just trust me. My idea of fun, my idea of fun is a little shot of rum. That's my idea of fun. My idea of fun, my idea of fun is a little shot of rum. And that's my idea of fun. I realised there and then sobriety's doing me no favours. When in walks this tall dark fitness munching on some quavers. My eyes, they follow him to the bar, I'm feeling like a stalker. Tone ripped arms lean into barmaid, he orders a Johnny Walker. Turning to our table and saluting Grass Jar. Sexy dubbing accent, knew I wasn't going far. I'm not gonna beat myself up about this. Once in a blue moon, sod it. I'll have a Mount Gay on the rocks, please. Can you make it a double? The fit bloke slid it over, I knew there might be trouble. Him and Tom are catching up, the banter is well fresh. The rounds are coming, days improving, I am getting mashed. Because if I'm honest, and that's all I want to be with you lovely people, really, really honest. My idea of fun, my idea of fun is half a bottle of rum. That's my idea of fun. My idea of fun, my idea of fun is half a bottle of rum. And that's my idea of fun. Sitting down, I need to touch, there are feelings in my belly. Jump up to check face and box, my legs, I feel like jelly. Returning says to me, your bro's quickly nip back home. Oh dear, our parents who is here, he's left us on our own. A song comes on, I stand 2 yards and let myself get physical. I look at Mikey's watching me, his aura's looking mythical. Me and Mike are face to face, the bass is getting dirty. He totally wants to snog me, this is feeling pretty flirty. It's up to me to make the moves, I really think I ought to. He stands there looking weird and stuff and proffers me the water. No, if that was what I'd wanted, then I'd have got it, wouldn't I? It's not as though it's difficult getting H23 putt. Fuck. I just don't get it. Why would you offer me water? That's just weird. No thanks. My idea of fun, my idea of fun is a whole bottle of rum. That's my idea of fun. My idea of fun, my idea of fun is a whole bottle of rum. And that's my idea of fun.
Creativity is not a freaking game.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that was Paulette. She is a member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars. Of which, of course, there are more stars than are in the heavens. But Paulette, she lives out in Oakland, but she's coming back to the East Coast again. We're extremely excited. She'll be playing a couple gigs in the week before Thanksgiving. I'm actually going to pull up the calendar for this because I know when I say things like that, people may not know exactly what dates I'm actually talking about. So, Paulette will be playing two gigs, one down on Cape Cod on Thursday the 21st. If you're interested in that, get in touch with me either via Facebook at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, or, you know, email me, Belinda at bubblesinthethinktank.com. You can find me. I have no doubt about this. But we'll get you hooked up on that, because that's at a nice little private house party. And then on Friday the 22nd, Paulette is going to be at Club Passim. And it's about time someone of her caliber appeared at that club. She'll be appearing with the Chandler Travis Trio, and it will be a lovely time for all. I can promise you that. So, I hope to see you at either or both of those. There is a possibility, of course, that she'll be here in the studio the weekend before. So, that would be next week, by the way. So keep your fingers crossed for that. Enough said there. In the meantime, before we get back to the silliness, let me give you some healthcare numbers that you can think about. It's 1% of the U.S. population that accounts for 22% of total healthcare spending, and the top 5% accounts for half. If you think about it in a different way, that means if Americans are divided into two groups, the healthier half uses 3% of all medical care dollars, while the less healthy half accounts for 97%. Woo! Just some numbers to think about from your friends here at WMFO in Medford. I better get back to this silliness, because goodness knows there's enough of it. And you know, we've talked about this ever so many times, but the show day rolls around and our titular head of research reaches out to find out what the show's going to be, and he gets so tired of me saying the same thing over and over as I talk about us here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Plans! I have no plans. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no plans. I have no plans. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no plans. Plans. I have no plans. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no plans.
Jeopardy's on. Ooh, Jeopardy's on.
Playing for you. A plan for you.
to sleep, I figure out how much money I got in the bank. I got $35 here and I got $10 there, and I can do this and I can do that. I'm writing on the ceiling. And if I fall asleep, it's all right, because it's all worked out in my head. I don't let it bother me. See, I don't go out spending money that I don't have. I don't have no bills except for my insurance policies and stuff to bury me. The funeral director is the executor. I took it out of my daughter's hands. Oh, I've even got my tombstone on there, same place where my wife is buried. My first wife is still living. I was married twice. She moved out one night while I was at work. Lock, stock, and barrel. Kids, cars, furniture. I had two houses, one on one side of the tracks and one on the other side. And she moved out while I was at work one night. I come home and what a mess I found. Nothing there. So it's my second wife I'll be buried with. The other one isn't dead yet. I got my tombstone plans in place. I can go to sleep at night knowing that's all taken care of. It's all set.
Now if it started to rain and the rain was champagne, then a thunderstorm ought to be fun. But it never could be, still you've got to agree, it's a good idea.
Sun!
And if chickens could lay golden eggs every day, then the breakfast would never be done. Be still, you've got to agree, it's a good idea.
Sun!
Now if the stones on the beaches were peaches and the sea was a big bowl of cream, I would spend every day on the beaches, 'cause I'm crazy for peaches and cream. In the world that I see, money grows on a tree, caviar would be tuppence a ton. And though it never could be, still you've got to agree, it's a good idea.
Sun!
It's a good idea.
Sun!
If at night every star was a fruit drop, we would reach for the stars pretty soon. Sit and gaze at this heavenly sweet shop, neath the light of a lollipop moon. It's a wonderful world that my dreams have unfurled, and my dreaming has only begun. And could be, still you've got to agree, it's a good idea. Sun.
Brass. Was going steady, but the guy was never ready. He just couldn't satisfy her curiosity. He talked real big about what he'd do, till finally she said, listen you, if you've got what you say you've got, you'll hit the spot with me. Hey, give me what you promised me, daddy, do right by your baby tonight. You know you promised to give me that thrill, and if you don't come up with it, I'll find somebody else who will. Give me what you promised me, daddy. After all, how long can I wait? We've been hugging, we've been kissing, and I'm a nervous wreck. I hope that it's a good one, 'cause that's what I expect. So give me what you promised me, daddy. Do right by your baby tonight. Since I was a little girl and I first played with boys, this is what I always wanted. Who cared about those toys? So don't be bashful, daddy, I don't expect a lot. It's the little things in life that count, so give me what you got. You told me that I'd get it last Sunday in the back seat of the car. And if you do what you promise, then I'll really know how good a man you are. Won't you let me just take a peek, dear? Please don't keep me here on a string. Let me have it, let me have it. I don't care if it's dark. Give it to me right here in the park. Give me what you promised me, daddy. Come on, spring. Give me my engagement ring.
Yeah. I'm Albert Brooks, and while visiting New York, Denver, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Boston, Detroit, the tri-state area, this city, the Bible Belt, I listen to and enjoy the good sounds of K, the good sounds of W,
M, B, C, Q, R, S, T, U, V, I, W, A, Y, Z.
I need a plan, a magic key. I need it fast before she gets away from me. Some extra special way to say I'm wild about her. Can't be without her. I need a plan. I need a scheme. I need a trick. My brain keeps spinning round, but nothing seems to click. How can I let her know the feeling I find myself concealing? I need a scheme. I need a key. I need a plan. Magic key.
I need it fast before she gets away from me.
Some extra special way to say I'm wild about her. Can't be without her. I need a plan. I need a scheme. I need a trick. My brain keeps spinning round, but nothing seems to click. How can I let her know the feeling I find myself concealing? I need a scheme. I need a key. I need a scheme. I need a key. I need a plan.
Cordial welcome again to the Bob and Ray Public Service feature, Views Behind the Views, Behind the People, Behind the News. And this gentleman with me, learned gentleman, I should say, is Mr. Hubert C. Waxford. He's prepared to shed light on one of the really great problems of our time. Mr. Waxford is chairman of the Farsighted Planners for Urban Renewal. I assume, sir, that you call yourself Farsighted Planners because your members all wear thick spectacles like those you have on.
No, that's not correct at all, Mr. Elliott. Actually, I'm very nearsighted, but my urban planning is farsighted.
Well, I don't know how you manage that, but I understand you put forth a number of new theories on urban renewal from your office in Washington.
I did have an office in Washington, but it was torn down on the recommendation of another urban renewal planner.
Well, in any event, I guess we can...
I'll get him for that, too, if it's the last thing I ever do. Yeah, he turned my office into a parking lot for his office.
Well, I've heard that urban renewal creates some innocent victims. I guess you'd be one of those, huh?
Urban renewal does not need to create innocent victims, Mr. Elliott. I'm afraid our work has gotten that reputation because planners in many cities started out by tearing down slums. And, yeah, of course, slum dwellers are the ones who have the most trouble finding a new place to live that they can afford.
Well, I can appreciate that. But how can you renew an urban area without getting rid of the slums?
Oh, you do that eventually. But first, the modern, expensive apartment buildings should all be destroyed. And then low-cost public housing is put up to replace those. And, of course, that gives slum dwellers a place to move before you tear down the slums.
Oh, that sounds like far-sighted urban planning, all right. What becomes of the people who live in those modern, expensive buildings that are the first to be torn down?
Well, my group isn't terribly concerned about what happens to them. They've got plenty of money, so they can move to another city or put their furniture in storage while they take around the world cruise or something. There's a number of options open to them.
Yeah, I can see that. Now, of course, there are other forms of urban blight besides substandard housing, right?
Well, I might also mention that my group is concerned with other forms of urban blight besides substandard housing. Take old warehouses, for example.
You favor replacing them with new warehouses on the outskirts of cities to help cut down on truck traffic, right?
Oh, I never considered that idea, but I'm sure I would have rejected it if I had.
Uh-huh.
Now, you see, it's my theory that we don't need warehouses at all anymore. And most of the food we eat now is processed, so it won't spoil if it's just piled up in the sun in vacant lots.
Well, what happens when it rains?
Well, urban planners can't control the weather. If a city is located in a damp climate, there's not much anybody can do about
that. No, I guess that was foolish of me to expect you people to do the impossible.
That's right. Now, for instance, I recently calculated that Tucson, Arizona could become a city of 1 million if it had a good harbor on the Pacific Ocean, but would have to tear down San Diego and replace it with Tucson to do that. However, I'm hoping that some of the people who had to move away when we tore all the buildings down may eventually come back. If they do, they'll find that it's much better planned than it used to be.
Well, I'm sure that's true, and you've given us all a better understanding of how you improve communities by destroying them, Mr. Waxford.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing your knowledge with us today on this edition of Views Behind the Views, Behind the People, Behind the News.
the most.
I got a new idea on love.
Is nice.
This is a new idea on love. Now that you see you're meant for me, just you and me and love, you see. I'll set the date,
and I won't be late.
We've got a new idea on love.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Had to think about that for a second. It's true. Because sometimes I just kind of get lost in it. And I don't know what's going on anymore. I just don't know. Actually, I do know that right now it's time for us to start the radio obituaries, but not without me reminding you that it's a mere three weeks to the radio obituary retrospective. We're going to be getting together a little something special from your titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., because he's going to poll you to find out which of the radio obituaries from the last radio obituary year you might be interested in hearing retrospected. Of course, we did do a little bit of advance work throughout the year. Very proud of your ever-beginning staff in trying to mark which obits were worth thinking about again in the future as they happened. But we still want your help, too. We know you like taking Freddie's poll. Well, almost all of you. So stay tuned for that. The poll's going to be popping up sometime soon, as Freddie's poll will often do. But you'll find out about it here next week at Bubbles in the Think Tank, or you'll find out about it online over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where many, many have amassed at this time and are chatting up a storm about tonight's episode. Then the Saturday